This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Cavaliers, Orlando Magic. Excuse me. Tonight, game three. What? It's allergies, man. I
thought it was the excitement of the playoffs. Had you all choked up?
I don't know what. Man, 11 years I've been going through this. You know what I wish? I wish I would have my tonsils out when I was a kid. Why couldn't I? I mean, I watched that whole Brady Bunch episode where they got their tonsils out and they got all that ice cream. I would have been happy with ice cream when I was a kid, but no, I had to keep my tonsils. Sorry. 216-474-0092.
The tracks are right back over here.
I don't care where
they
are.
If you'd like to steer the train that way.
Just because I have problems, childhood problems, I go yell at my 80-plus-year-old mom and say, why didn't you take my tonsils out?
That'd be a nice thing to do.
She loves me, so it doesn't matter. It's still a conversation at that point. Cavaliers tonight, Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
Jeff, important is I can't say enough about tonight's game. Looking forward to it. I do expect Orlando to play better at home.
I expect Orlando to win.
I don't think they're going to win, Jeff.
No. Nope.
I think the Cavs go up 3-0 in the series tonight.
Well, I hope so. That would be nice.
Why do you think they're going to win?
Because I don't think the Cavs will sweep. You know, I said that before the series started, so I thought Cavs in 5 or 6, and I think that means Orlando has to win. So I think tonight's the game to win if you're Orlando. Otherwise, you might get swept. Clearly, you know, if you don't perform well at home in your first shot at it in the playoffs, you're probably not going to bounce back and win game four. So I think Orlando, tonight's the game. If the Cavaliers can get this one, then you put Orlando in its place and away you go. But I would think the Magic win this game tonight. And then I would think that the Cavs have a great chance to win game four.
I see a much closer game tonight, obviously, but I still don't think ultimately Orlando has the answer for the Cavaliers. I just, as we've watched two big guys.
For a series or one individual game?
Well, even just for the last two games.
Well, that's a playoff series, though. You know what I mean?
I know. I know.
There's a lot of back and forth. And
I
you just think you're going to get swept at this point.
You know, I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Cavaliers are going to have to work to get this one, though.
They'll get their best effort, won't they?
Yeah, they're going to. Orlando's not just going to roll over and die.
If this isn't the best game Orlando plays, not just of the first two and three, if it's not the best game they play all series long, Andy, I'll be surprised. I think they'll play really well tonight.
I'm curious to watch if the Cavaliers get behind, what happens. Where will they go from there? But why are you doing the dribble sign?
That was the pound, pound, pound sign.
Well, isn't that the fear?
Oh, we're behind. Somebody go ISO, please.
That's the problem.
Yes, it is.
Because they haven't had to do that. They've had the lead in every moment of this series.
Yes.
So I do think that the moment of epiphany will be when the Cavaliers find themselves trailing Orlando in a hostile environment, flashing back. And this is where I think you learned from last year. You knew what it was like to be in New York, to be down and not be able to come back. So now you've got that knowledge and experience behind you on your resume. Now what are you going to do against a team that isn't anywhere near where the Knicks were last year? They're not.
Well, no, of course they're not.
So, you know, what did you learn? Where are you going with this thing? How can they get there? I think they win tonight. I said it after game two. They're going to sweep the series. But this, I do believe, Jeff, and I think you're right, this will be the toughest game. If they don't win tonight, then this will be the game they don't lose. I can't imagine them coming back next week to 2 series tie. Again, because the series doesn't start until a road team wins, right?
Yeah. Well,
I've heard that 10,000 times over the last
24. I would just be surprised if the Cavaliers sweep this series. I think Orlando's got at least one win in them. And I would be really surprised if the Cavs don't win the series.
Well, the good news is that like half the people aren't even going to be able to watch tonight's game again because they're all, unless they figured out a way to do it after they were, you know, didn't watch the game or wanted to watch the game the other night.
Man, easy way to do it.
I got 10,000 emails. All right, I got 2 emails from folks, friends of mine that are like,
I'm glad you don't exaggerate things.
Never. Fans that couldn't believe they couldn't watch the game the other night.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have, and then the app, and like, I've never heard more complaints. Never heard more complaints about why is it so hard to be able to watch your team, especially during the playoffs.
Easy. Go buy a ticket.
A plane ticket and?
Exactly.
Oh, Jeff, you're just so generous.
Well, you're there. You can go to Charlie's Steakhouse in Orlando. Very good stuff.
Which, that steakhouse is on my list of top steakhouses.
It's not a great steakhouse, but it's a nice place to go eat dinner.
It's a fun atmosphere, too, if you go with other people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that a couple times. Okay, so let's break this down even more, Jeff. Give me what Orlando needs to do to beat the Cavs. Because if you assume, I don't want to say assume. If you think this is Orlando's night, what will Orlando do to be able to get through what they weren't able to do in the first 2 games? Like, what's the difference?
It's just so clear, it's ridiculous. You ready?
Yeah, I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Of course you know what I'm going to say. Let me give you some numbers.
Okay.
Best shooting team right now in the NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder, basically at 51%.
Okay.
The second worst team shooting-wise so far in the NBA playoffs, the New York Knicks at 40.1%.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
The worst shooting team, 34.3% for the Orlando Magic. 34.3%. They're so bad in the first 2 games that they're not even like in radar range of the next worst team, the New York Knicks. They will shoot better tonight. The Cavs' defense has been good, yes. A bigger problem is the Magic just haven't been hitting shots. And I think.
But how much of that is because the Cavs' defense has been good?
Not as much as people want to believe.
Well, I want to believe that it's because of the Cavs' defense.
And I don't blame you for wanting to believe that. Worst 3-point shooting team so far in the playoffs.
I'm going to go Orlando Magic.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Alex, give me more of these trivia questions.
Yeah. You know the silly thing to me?
Rest his soul.
You ready?
Yeah.
Orlando not only is shooting poorly, they've taken the 5th most number of threes. Andy, could you just slap me upside the head?
Sure, I have no problem doing that.
Knock the
Mac,
three,
you got the broom?
Knock the 3-point sense into me because for the life of me, I will never figure out, hey, we're not shooting the threes well. Let's keep jacking them up. I'll never, ever understand that. I'll never understand it. We have a team that doesn't have great 3-point shooters. Oh, good. Let's shoot more. I do not get it. I never will. Take all the analytics
you
want.
How do you think we got to this? Is it analytics that got us to this point?
That's exactly what it is. I just don't understand, though. The analytics tell you to shoot threes. Orlando and Jake Chapman was with us yesterday. Jake's our former producer. He's the radio play-by-play guy for the Orlando Magic. And he said, we got to start hitting some threes. Okay, yeah. Or you could hit some twos. Jake's right. If they're going to take the threes, they better hit some. But they're putting up 36 three-pointers a game. 36. Now, you know, most teams take plenty. The Phoenix Suns have taken only 25 per game, fewest number in the NBA playoffs. Okay, they're hitting 34%. That's not great. But Orlando's at 23.6% on threes. 23.6%. They're lousy. All right, so figure something else out. And that's up to Jamal Mosley. You're going to keep taking threes? Okay, then you better hit them. If you're not going to hit them at home, you better have a plan B because you're not scoring points. You're not scoring points. You're shooting the ball poorly, and you're shooting it poorly from three. There's the magic trifecta, no pun intended. And they will shoot better tonight. And that's why tonight I think is going to be the biggest challenge for the Cavs.
I still think the Cavs can improve. I think the Cavs can get better than they played in the first 2 games of the series. They've done a lot of great things, but we've watched them go into stall mode in the third quarter in both of these games, where that second third quarter felt like it took 6 years to end. I never felt like the rhythm was where they wanted it to be.
The Cavs haven't shot the ball beautifully in the series themselves.
No.
The Magic have just been so bad. And the Cavs' defense has been good. And there's no question. It's just the one thing I keep going back to, if you have any fears for the Cavs here, it's, okay, you've pretty much dominated, but not put them away twice. Right? You didn't put them away in either game, and you gave them a little life in the second half, and the Magic made some little runs and came back in both games. Not all the way to make it, you know, a real challenge, but enough that it would make you think, hey, why didn't you put those guys away? And so there's, to me, the fear for tonight. The Magic will shoot better, and the Cavs haven't put them away.
I also want to go with this question about the Cavaliers right now. All right, Allen and Mobley.
Terrific.
Yeah, I have enjoyed watching
them all season.
Since the two have got together.
Yep.
Well, why can't we have? Why haven't we had more of that? Why can't we have more of that?
Well, we can.
I mean, does it depend on? Is it dependent on the matchup? Is it dependent on what they're able to do? How much they're hustling? How much they're, because their motors have been running for two straight games.
Yeah, they've been terrific.
And to watch Allen just, you know, snag down 20 rebounds in one game, eight followed up on a game where he had 18. I love this kind of basketball. I like watching. It goes back to your idiot's guide to the game. If you're going to miss threes, why do you continue to take them? It's one thing to miss one. It's another to miss two. But then when you're starting to miss upwards of 10, you've got to figure out a different game plan. I almost think it's almost lazy coaching in some ways. Jeff, if you're going to keep going back and relying on that, or it's defiant players that don't want to listen to the coaching staff. So you can look at it one of two ways. Kind of basketball is what I like to watch. I don't know. Am I alone?
No, let me give you a thought.
Okay.
Just a hunch. Tall guys seem to have an advantage in basketball.
That is the weirdest stat I've ever heard of. Is that analytics?
Tall guys seem to do pretty well in this game if they have some ability. The one thing I like about what's happened, Evan and Jarrett they're both averaging 16 points a game. And they've not taken more than 13 shots in a game, either one of them, in these first two games. They've taken between 10 and 13 shots in each of the games, and yet they've been effective. And I think that's the formula, Andy. Just make sure they get some looks and get some decent looks. And I honestly think the distribution has been terrific. Darius Garland has had the same basic number of shots. Darius took 11 shots in game two, and I believe it was 11 shots in game one. And it's not that I don't want Darius to shoot. You know, if Darius has it going, if Donovan doesn't, like in the second half in game two, Darius stepped up, did a really nice job. And he's more than capable of that. We've seen it. Darius has taken 11 shots in each game, and that's terrific. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Evan's averaging 16.5 points. Jarrett's averaging 16 points a game. Great, great balance offensively. And I think that's what's been missing from the team for a good portion of the season.
Well, it's been there for the first two games of the series. We'll see what it looks like in game three. Your thoughts, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I think I kind of learned something, though, about Boston and Miami. And I'm listening to people go, well, who do the Cavs want to play next? Who do the Cavs want to play next? Would you rather play Boston? Would you rather play Miami? I'm going to dive into the question, and then I want to dive into the fact that we're asking the question. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tom Withers, Associated Press, 11 o'clock. Daryl Ryder, 92.3 The Fan. Make sure you check out the homepage at 92.3thefan.com to see It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Click on there. You can go to the Odyssey app. You can download the podcast there as well. Daryl and I are talking about the NFL draft, what's coming up tonight. Sam Amico at 1 o'clock. He'll join us, and we will talk all about the Cavaliers and the NBA playoffs, which is what we're doing right now. So as we were talking about some of the things that are going around in the NBA right now, obviously Miami coming back and getting that big 10-point win over Boston to even that series up at one apiece. Cavaliers will get the winner of that series. So I'm thinking about what Terry Pluto said yesterday on the morning show, and then we replayed it during our show, about the whole looking ahead thing, and why play a series and keep looking ahead, and how the media blows things up.
So you're going to look ahead, Andy?
I don't want to look ahead, Jeff, and I think...
Well, guess what? You shouldn't.
As much as I'm sitting here...
There are two more wins to go.
Yeah, as much as I'm sitting here saying I think the Cavs are going to sweep this series,
yeah.
There's a part of me that doesn't want to say that.
You changed your tune based on what? What you saw in games one and two?
Well, at first I thought Boston...
You picked five games for the Cavs.
I did. Originally, I picked five. Okay. And then after game two, I was like, I think they're going to sweep.
I said five or six, and you said pick one. I took six.
Yeah.
If I had to do it again, I'd pick five.
Having done this show with you for, 11-plus years, you always end up being right, and it drives me insane. It drives me insane. I just want you to know that. I lose sleep at night. My kids are like, why is Dad so crabby? I'm like, Mr. Phelps must have been right again. And I'm like, yeah, you guys are right. You're right. We talked about this on the conference call this morning. Would you rather play Miami or would you rather play Boston if you can go on ahead in the series and win it? And should we be having this conversation at all today? Let me start there. Should we be having this conversation? Because this might end this conversation real quick.
No.
No, we shouldn't be having the conversation?
However, it's fun. Between shows, Anthony Lima is screaming at me. Heat, you're going to beat the Heat. You got the Heat. You're going to play Miami. Boston's cooked. No, Anthony, they're not.
Is
that a good Lima?
No,
just as far as energy, not.
No, he's much more staccato.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
I thought I was trying to be staccato.
I do.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think Boston will regroup,
and then you feel
I think
like
they'll beat Miami.
You feel dirty inside after you've talked to him there. For
yeah,
a second.
That's really.
You're
true.
Like, I gotta go take a shower. I just talked to Lima. He just belittled me.
He's the father of two now. He's a nice guy.
He is. He's totally changed.
He's no longer Anthony Lima.
I love the fact that he can't. There are times when he can't sit down.
He's now a dad.
He can't enjoy the game the way he used to, the way we all did before we had kids. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, man. Think about that. Like when you would watch NFL games when you were younger, I'd wake up at like 9 o'clock and be like, oh, my God, 1 o'clock can't get here fast enough. Then after you have kids, you're like, oh, my God, it's after 1 o'clock. I miss kickoff. That's the beauty of parenthood. Going back to our original conversation, my friend, Boston or Miami and why?
Oh,
who would you rather play?
If you had to pick one, well, clearly it would be Miami. Clearly. I think Boston's a really good team. You could say maybe they're not well coached. I well coached your way to the best record in the league. Sorry, that's I'm not.
And it was never really in question.
I think they're very good. And I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are a phenomenal combination. and they added Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, I think they're silly good. I don't think they're deep, but I think their starting five is silly good. And that's critical come playoff time because everything gets tightened up. I don't think they're deep, though. And I would still much rather play Miami, even though I know Miami is, I think, the best coach team in the league. I think Miami knows how to win in these situations. I think Miami's really good. You won't like this one at all.
What,
if you play Boston in the second round, if you're the Cavs, if you're fortunate enough to get past Orlando,
right?
I would take Boston in that series. If you played Miami in the second round, I would take Miami in that series. I think the Cavs have an uphill battle in the second round, no matter who they play. Can they win? Sure, they could win. But I would take the other team. And that's because of, I think Boston is just really good. And the respect I have for Miami. I think they're just a great organization.
I remember Eric Spoelstra's first year when he had the, you know, the big three down there.
And everybody thought, oh, this is Pat Riley's puppet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He proved not to be.
He sure did.
And what do you think makes him such a great coach? Like, I respect him a lot more. I'm telling you, I didn't think he'd make it to Christmas that first year.
He takes what he has and uses it better than just about any coach in the league. I think that's what it is.
I thought he really proved that after LeBron was gone.
Yeah, this is what I have. Let me coach it up. And he coaches it up. And wins with it.
I go back and I think to the beginning of his tenure there in Miami, and I'm like, I don't know how this guy is going to be able to deal with this. I mean, that was a gigantic circus.
Well, and you kind of thought that.
And they were playing into the circus, too. Let's not.
Yeah. I mean, there was always the thought, too, Andy, that does Riley have his back or does Riley just not want to coach? Oh, Riley had his back. You know, I think it took us a little while to figure that out. Remember when LeBron bumped Spoelstra? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And
do you remember the whole story about, was it Riley that broke LeBron's cell phone or was it Spoelstra?
I don't know.
During one of the meetings, LeBron looked at one of his cell phones and he picked up his cell phone. And
I don't know that story.
That's an early story from when he was on there. So you were going to say.
I just think he's proven himself to be a terrific coach. And they bring in players that know how to play the game. So I think the Cavs have an amazing challenge ahead of them in the second round. I think Boston gets it done. I think Boston will win this series, and I think they'll end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hmm. Let's get a little breakdown on the game. Bostonian, how they get beat by 10 last night?
Hi, Bostonian.
How'd they lose by 10? I didn't ask you about the Cavaliers. I'm asking you. I'm asking a question. How did the Celtics lose by 10 last night? I want your opinion.
They give it to them. They just give them a game.
Oh, they hand it to them. That's how it works.
They
okay.
just stretch it out. But don't think they're going to lose to Miami.
Okay.
I'd bet you anything you'd want to bet.
I'm not a betting man.
They'll beat Miami.
Not with you. I'm not a betting man.
And they will take care of the Cavaliers. They beat them 3 out of 4 during the regular season. Cavs won the last game by 1 point against them.
Yeah, the regular season doesn't really mean anything, does it?
What about your Indians? The Guardians.
Who are the Indians? I don't know. Who are the Indians?
The Guardians.
Oh, the Guardians. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Worcester.
They got 4 hits.
Four hits yesterday against Boston. Yeah.
That's right. And we knocked the heck out of them.
Oh, man. I saw you. You look great, man. I tell you, when you were playing for the Woo Sox, you were really, really good.
Right.
Really. Thank you, Bostonian.
Bostonian. Thank you for calling. It's always nice to hear from
somebody you. Asked on social media, sir, why does Jeff like him so much?
I've always enjoyed listening to him.
Just the flavor of the call?
I love what he does to you.
He doesn't do anything to me.
Yes, he does.
I love aggravating him. It's my favorite thing to do.
And he loves aggravating you.
The problem
is, by God, the two of you just do that day after day after day when he calls.
The bummer is that the Maple Leafs can't. They're down 2-1.
I love the fact that you usually let him get about 3 words out before you cut him off.
Well, I'm waiting for him to say something really stupid, which takes about 3 words. That's the greatest part of his
He feels the same way.
Well, then why does he call? Why does he call? That's my question. We've got a lot of stuff coming up a little bit later in the show.
You haven't said Boston or Miami for you.
Who would I rather play?
Yeah.
I'd rather play Miami.
Yeah.
One, you get home court advantage, right?
Yeah.
I just got to
figure that they're an easier team to beat than the Celtics. But not by much.
I will say this, though. If Miami does beat Boston and that thing goes 6-7 games, man, they're going to be – I mean, that's a hard road to get to the second round after being in the play-in tournament and then having to play the number one seed and knock the number one seed out in the Eastern Conference.
You mean like they did last year?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, I'm just saying it's a hard road. It's
yes,
not,
it is. Andy, they beat
there's
Boston.
No room to breathe.
They won a road game in Boston last night without Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier. Eric Spoelstra.
What does that say about the Celtics?
It means they lost.
Didn't think Miami.
It means
would
they
get
lost them. A game. I can't sit here and get all excited and think, oh, the Celtics are done because they lost a game at home in the playoffs. It happens.
But you just said it. Miami's playing without two of their top players.
I know. It's weird, isn't it? That's how good Miami is. And forget the eighth seed. There are two teams, to me, the soft underbelly of the Eastern Conference is right in the middle. 3, 4, 5, 6. Milwaukee, Cleveland, Orlando, Indiana. The teams you don't want to play are 1, 2, 7, and 8. Philadelphia and Miami.
They had that dream.
The Knicks in Boston up top.
Miami had that dream box score last night where all five of your starters are in double figures, and then you've got three guys that are 20-plus. I don't even need to see the name of the team. When you go back and see a box score like that, you know that team probably won. And that's what they were able to do last night. All five of their starters in double figures. Kevin Love got a couple minutes last night, huh? Six?
It's interesting. They play Kevin sporadically, and he has had some terrific games coming off the bench in limited minutes. I'm not going to say anything more.
I was hoping you were going to say more.
No, I'm not saying anything.
You're not going to say anything more about how Kevin should still be here?
Nope, not in the least. I think I've made my point.
I don't know. I missed it. Why don't you tell me your point again?
Nope.
I don't disagree. I think Kevin, I don't know why they like I mean, personality, a little bit of a personality conflict?
Let him walk out the door.
For nothing. They could have used him last year. What do you got, Mike?
Just saw a stat from StatMuse on social media, and they said that the most wins against Jason Tatum in the playoffs, only three players have more than 10 wins. Bam Adebayo has 12, Jimmy Butler has 11, and Duncan Robinson has 11.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nobody else has more than 10.
I was watching the beginning of the game, and it was weird because the announcers are saying you know, the Celtics taking on their rival, the Miami Heat. And I had to think about it for a second. Right? I don't know. I just don't. When I think of great rivalries, I just don't think of Miami-Boston. But, I mean, they've had some pretty good games over the last couple of years. And maybe that's where we are right now. I guess maybe I don't think of Miami having a rival in anything other than maybe football.
And I guess if social media reaction last night was any basis on that, it seems like Caleb Martin is the new public enemy number one in Boston.
I bet he is.
Doesn't take much, though.
Nope.
All right, let's do this. We'll come back. We'll bring in Tom Withers. He's going to talk about, obviously Tom from the Associated Press. It's not news until Tom Withers says so. We've got the NFL draft tonight. We've got the NBA playoffs. We've got the Guardians. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.